It's the 20th day of June. Normally, we would talk on Thursdays with Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He's out of the office today. And Chip Nellinger of Blue Reef Agri-Marketing out of Morton, Illinois, has kindly agreed to step into his shoes. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Chip.
No problem, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, there is lots of big news to talk about, but I think the thing that we need to discuss up front, or at least tell folks, because they've been waiting all day, the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., over the last couple of days, has been debating and amending and trying to pass a farm bill for the next 5 years, and it has failed. And it failed along a party-line vote, and we do not know at this point what that means for the farm bill, other than they will have to figure out something, although most are saying they will not try to extend the current farm bill, which has already been extended at this point. So we'll try to figure out what's going on with that. I know they're discussing in Washington, D.C., post the failure of that, and it just failed in the last hour or so, what will happen with the farm bill and all the farm programs. But it will put a great deal of uncertainty into the farmer's mind and maybe into the marketplace as well, I would think, Chip.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the market doesn't deal with uncertainty very well. So it leaves the door open to a lot of questions. You know, first and foremost, crop insurance subsidies going forward. So we've got some time here, but yeah, not a good development, and it's going to leave the door open to a lot of uncertainty going forward. Hopefully they can get something figured out there. My understanding was that they left the vote open so that there's still a slim chance they could get that passed, but looks like a failure to get that through the first crack.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's move on to what's been happening. Things in Washington, D.C. have really been moving the marketplace, outside markets and the commodities both. Per Mackey yesterday coming out and saying, we're done, we think, by the end of a year from now with QE3. And that put the marketplace into a tailspin, thinking, hey, wait a second, we've been enjoying some better times on the money spent out of the U.S. government. What's going to happen, I guess, if they stop spending money?
Exactly. And that led to a lot of selling yesterday. Actually, a worse day today in the stock market than yesterday. And then here late in the afternoon session, we did see the market get below those recent lows from about two and a half weeks ago, and then accelerated the selling. So stock market, you know, continues to not act very well. We've had a huge run higher, so it was overdue for a correction. But right now, you know, roughly 330, 340 lower in the stock market, and that was definitely a weight around the grain market's neck today as well.
And that pushed the market lower. July futures in the bean pit were down 25 and a half. The November contract off 25 and three quarters. Corn not much better, down about a dime to 11 cents across most of those futures trading contracts. Kind of ugly. Which place was the worst in your opinion?
Well, I think the beans. You know, I think beans struggled yesterday. If it weren't for corn and wheat rallying, you know, and dragging beans along for the ride, it would have been a rough go of it. And beans led us lower today. So, in my mind, the bean market is struggling a bit here. You know, the old crop contract, July, looks like it could open the door up for some more technical weakness. November's, you know, more of a follower at this point, kind of torn between, you know, strong demand, late planting, but is that demand going to carry through to the new crop? So I thought the bean market, the last 2 days really was a little bit of a weak link in the complex here.
And prior to that, were you of a mind that the beans were the weaker of those two commodities?
Well,
are you now is the other question, I suppose,
no,
between corn and soybeans.
Yeah, I think it's been a lot of back and forth, actually. There's been a lot of spread activity going on between corn and beans. You know, are we going to plant the corn acres? Are we not? Are we going to switch from corn to beans? So there's been a lot of back and forth and a lot of spread activity, not only between corn and beans, but between old crop beans, new crop beans, old crop corn, new crop corn. So it makes it pretty tough and choppy, but there has been a lot of back and forth on those spreads here for quite some time. The funds get involved in those and push those spreads to extremes, so it adds just another moving link, a moving gear to the whole analysis of where these markets could go.
Moving forward, a couple of things that will happen. Next week, of course, we have reports, but tomorrow we have some options that expire. Is that right?
That's right. The July options go off the board tomorrow. And you know, the first, I should say, the couple days preceding option expiration can, you know, create its own activity in the future side as traders adjust their positions for that option expiration. So any option expiration day always can add a little extra volatility. You never know what's going to happen. You throw into the mix what's happened here in the financial markets and the continued slide, and then the report coming out, the acreage and stocks report next week, and tomorrow could be just as interesting as the last couple of days here in the grain markets.
Yeah, and we have first notice day coming up as well.
That's right. You throw on top of that first notice day next Friday, which happens to be the day of those all-important reports. We've got a hogs and pigs report that day. There's just a lot going on in these markets. Weather's going to start taking more of an impact here as we go forward. So there's plenty of volatility ahead for these grain markets in the short run here the next couple of weeks.
You didn't schedule vacation for the next week, right?
Well, I just got back from a week, so I tried to plan it so that I'd be here to watch the fireworks.
Okay, now when producers have been calling in today, they probably were worried. They were a little happier when we had a lot of green on the screen earlier in the week, but today probably worried them pretty considerably. What were you able to tell them about either corn or soybeans and the plans they have in place and maybe things that they might be able to do?
Yeah, I guess in our opinion here, just continuing to sell the rallies, you know, protect profit levels while they're here. Obviously, yields are a big part of that, but still the mindset that, particularly for new crop, we have to sell the rallies up here 2570 and above on December corn futures. You know, we've been scaling into sales for a while here above $13 on new crop beans. Not that we can't continue to go higher. Obviously, there's some things that could drive us higher, but it's too early to say that, you know, we can't go significantly lower as well. There's lots of questions out there. So a lot of risk. There's opportunities on rallies for producers to continue to, you know, whittle that risk down and protect themselves and get some new crop sales or hedges in place.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Chip Nellinger is with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. He is in Morton, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon.